This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk radio right here on America Now with Barb Adams.
All right, everybody, welcome back. You're listening to Barb Adams Live. Thanks so much for joining me for this hour of the show. Well, during this hour, Jack Churchward returns to discuss additional research he's conducting into his great-grandfather James Churchward's theories regarding ancient advanced civilizations. Jack will be discussing his second book, Stone Tablets of Mu. Jack served 6 years in the U.S. Navy and went on to earn a Bachelor of Science in Electrical Engineering. He has over 4 years' experience in the aerospace and defense industry and is a fourth-generation engineer and fourth-generation patent holder. In addition, he identifies as a Tibetan Buddhist. Jack's previous book is Lifting the Veil on the Lost Continent of Mu. For more information, visit Jack's website, churchward.com. Jack, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for inviting me back, Barb.
Well, you know, we previously spoke about your first book, Jack, Lifting the Veil on the Lost Continent of Mu, back in, 2013, I believe. Your follow-up book now is Stone Tablets of Mu. What's the premise behind this latest book?
Well, essentially, it's one of his unpublished works. My first book took... James First, 1926, Lost Continent of Mu, Motherland of Men. And I wanted to look at what his sources were and those kind of things. And when an individual sent me a PDF copy of, and I'll try to only do this once, copies of stone tablets found by William Niven in Santiago Ahuizacla near Mexico City. It was a book that he wrote in 1927 as a Christmas gift for his publisher, and it had been sitting in the University of Berkeley Library, or University of California at Berkeley Library, in one of their special collections. And this was one of the few books that, well, one of the books that it was never published and never, the public's never seen it. So I took it upon myself to go through the book and find out how he used his interpretations subsequently in different books and how it affected his work, and also provide the original document to allow people to see it for the first time.
So, Jack, how did it affect his work, and why wasn't it out there?
Well, it's it was in a private collection. He didn't publish it. It's more or less like 38 pages, and so I wanted to provide, provide the opportunity for other people to see it. It's was out. Obviously, some people have seen it since there's PDF copies, but it did affect his work in that. What I found out in my research is that James hadn't met William Niven prior to the 1926 publication of his book, Lost Continent of Mu, Motherland of Men. And he included a chapter in there on Niven's buried cities in that book. And subsequently, Niven and him started a correspondence. And Niven was sending James pictures and images and some of the tracings that he had done of the tablet discoveries that he had made in the Valley of Mexico. And so from this, James made this pamphlet up to send along to his publisher. what I found is that he took these, he took the new tablet discoveries that he had discovered and that he had gotten from Niven and used them in his in subsequent works. Now, in the original 1926 book, he included three tablets, and I believe he only interpreted one of them, and it wasn't numbered or anything. In his next book, The Lost Continent of Mu, the 1931 version, there are 69 of the tablets involved in that, and he has the explanations for all of them, and the number only increases as his books go on, except in the Cosmic Forces of Mu, the volumes 1 and 2 of that, he only has a couple of tablets in there.
You're talking about the Nakhal tablets, I assume.
Well, actually, the tablet discoveries that he, that James said, Niven found.
Oh, okay.
He equated those tablets to the Nakhal tablets and said that they were written in an Uyghur Maya script, which was different, I guess, than the ones he saw while he was in India with the Rishi.
Interesting. So how was James able to interpret all of these?
From his books, he mentions that he spent anywhere, well, in different locations, it's anywhere from 2 to 5 years studying with the Rishi in the temple to discuss and to interpret the symbols first that he saw on the walls of the temple and then the Nakhal tablets themselves. So he spent quite a bit of time.
Yeah, it's interesting, though, that he was an Indian. He was able to interpret these tablets that were found in Mexico. There's quite a difference there. Distance.
Well, he said that the antiquity of the tablets was such that he recognized portions of the tablets discovered by Niven in that they equated to the tablets discoveries or the what he had seen in India.
So let's back up a little here, Jack. Who is William Niven?
Okay. William Niven was a mineralogist and a miner. He came from Scotland and went out west and started to do mining, and eventually went on to represent New Mexico in the World's Fair. And subsequently, he, in that interaction, he was able to get with the people of the Petrified Forest, and they started a storefront so he could sell his collections of his discoveries, of his mineralogical discoveries in New York City. And unfortunately, their partnership kind of crashed a little. And he then, with all the building going on in New York City, started to go by and the different sites and pick up different rocks and whatnot. And finally, Thomas Edison asked him to find a new mineral that he was looking for so that he could use it for the filaments for light bulbs. And so he went out to Texas and found this for Edison, and he also went to Mexico. And in Mexico, he was going for gold and silver, and he helped with the mining of that. And then he was meeting with the governor of the state of Guerrero. And as he was traveling back, he ran into this enormous ruin. He said it covered 2 square miles. And he did some digging, and I guess that's where he caught his bug for archaeological endeavors.
All right, we'll continue this discussion on the Stone Tablets of Mu after the break. We'll be right back.
America Now presents 2 Minutes with Ken Goldstein.
Barb Adams here, and we are joined this hour by my author friend out in Los Angeles, Ken Goldstein. Ken's the author of This Is Rage and Endless Encores. So, Ken, with the whole Wells Fargo cross-selling tangle mess, you know, what can people out there do to protect themselves?
Well, you need to be looking at every bank statement that's issued to you every single month. You need to be looking at every credit card statement that's issued to you every single month. We've gotten used to everything being electronic now. You don't get it in the mail, and it just comes through your email, and you have to log into your account and look at it. And so people are getting lazy. And if you don't look at that statement, you are going to be subject to things that are wrong on that statement, and if you don't correct it quickly, you're not going to get it fixed. So you must be vigilant. You must look at these things, and if you see things that are wrong, pick up the phone and call, and if it's wrong, demand immediately that it's fixed. Do not take a service that you did not pay for.
So, Ken, with Wells Fargo, then, they began a public campaign now of contrition. They've told the workers in the U.S. to temporarily hold off of cross-selling. But the temporarily is a little shaky. Do you think they're just going to pick it up again once the heat's off?
Well, I think there'll be different incentives, and they'll be more subtle about it, but that's how banks and companies make money. They have you for one product, and they want you to have another product. They need to be transparent about it. So anytime you see anything on your account that you didn't pay for, pick up the phone, call, ask for a supervisor, and use the words, if this is not rectified immediately, I am calling the state attorney general. And when they hear you say that, it comes right off your bill, and they won't do it again. Be vigilant, protect yourself, pay attention.
All right, we're going to hear more from Ken Goldstein next week.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everybody, my guest this hour, Jack Churchwood. We're discussing the stone tablets of the moon. Jack, you know, these tablets that were found in Mexico and your great-grandfather, James, you know, having learned about the Nicol tablets and the connections here with all of these. Let's talk about the Nicol tablets for a little bit here. What are they?
Well, what James wrote was that when he was on famine relief duty as a colonel in the Bengal Lancers in India in the late 1870s, he was walked through a temple or was visiting a temple and saw some unique symbols and eventually engaged the rishi or the high priest at the temple. And they started up a conversation, and eventually they became friends and set about on a course of action to find out what all these symbols meant and all that fun stuff. Eventually, after, I believe, 2 years, he writes, that the rishi told him of some sacred tablets that he had buried deep in the vaults. He also confided in him that he was a member of the ancient order of the Nikal Brotherhood, the people who maintained the wisdom and knowledge of the Nikal Brotherhood, which was the sacred inspired writings of Mu. And they had, since the beginning of man's history, several hundred thousand years ago, been cataloging the data and their understanding of how science and religion were actually fused together. And the Nikal Brotherhood and all the citizens of Mu back then, according to James, understood the physical manifestations of cosmic and psychic power, and were able to manipulate the environment around them. And in these Nikal tablets, after James finally found them, he, of course, found out more information about Mu, and also many things on how man was created and how man can manipulate forces. And essentially, the downfall of Mu was 12 to 14,000 years ago, according to James. Different accounts differ slightly. And that Mu had sunk in the Pacific Ocean, where it used to exist, and some of the remains of the Nikal tablets were distributed around the world. And some were, he said that he found some that resembled the Nikal tablets in the Valley of Mexico with the discoveries by William Niven. Some were in Asia, up in what he called the Uyghur Empire, and they were just they proclaimed that Mu was the Garden of Eden, the wellspring of human civilization.
It's interesting, Jack, because so many people know about Atlantis and supposedly, you know, the demise of Atlantis. The same thing with Lemuria, which is, you know, Mu. But very few people really talk as much about Mu. It seems to have had the same demise as Atlantis. What are your thoughts on all of this?
Well, according to James, he never referred to it as Lemuria. He always said it was Mu. He also mentioned that Atlantis, which he wrote was a colony of Mu, was destroyed in the same cataclysm that took out Mu.
Do they know what, or does he postulate what type of cataclysm it was that took them both out?
Yes, well, he said there was first a minor cataclysm that took out some of the southern regions of Mu, volcanic action. And eventually the people forgot about it and went along their daily lives again. And then the volcanic action occurred again and punched up through what he calls the Archean gas belts and eventually up to the surface. And when they burst like that, the Archean gas belts no longer had anything to hold them up, and so they collapsed. And that's what caused Mu and Atlantis to sink. And on the other side, it also provided the opportunity for all the mountains to be raised 12 to 14,000 years ago.
You know, I'm thinking about all of this and, you know, thinking about the Garden of Eden. It's such a different story than what most of us have understood about what we learn about the Garden of Eden, even where it's located. I'd like to know your thoughts on all of this. Now that you've researched for, you know, years and years and years, all of your great-grandfather's theories, you've had a chance to look at all of this. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, if I can back up just a bit, James thought of the Garden of Eden. He postulated that it was Ezra that wrote down what Moses had written about in sacred inspired writings, and Moses was actually one of the masters of the Nicol Brotherhood along with Jesus, was what he wrote. Now, as far as what I've discovered in my research is that the continents don't sink. They float on the mantle. And if you look at Pangaea, you know, millions and millions and hundreds of millions of years ago, that would encompass and provide us the opportunity to understand why they came up with the theory of Lemuria, because of, you know, they looked at and talked about Lemuria as being a faunal highway to allow the lemurs to be on all sides of the Indian Ocean. But if you look at Pangaea and the way the continental drift pulled all the continents apart, that would also explain, and that also helped end the scientific basis for Lemuria. On the other hand, I've also discovered that my great-grandfather wasn't a colonel in the Bengal Lancers and did not serve in the military. He was a tea planter in Sri Lanka.
Very interesting. We're going to be heading to a break here, Jack, so when we come back, I want to, you know, maybe recap a little bit of some of this, too. Yeah, and I like that your opinion and doesn't necessarily always agree with your great-grandfather's, and that's the purpose of the interview. I want to know your side compared to your great-grandfather's, so, you know, hopefully we can get a little closer to the truth of what all is about the stone tablets of Mu. All right, stay with us. We'll continue the discussion after the break.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk radio right here on America Now with Barb Adams. And I
said, all right, everybody, welcome back. Jack Churchward joining me this hour. We're discussing the stone tablets of Mu. And Jack, you know, your great grandfather James said, I believe, that the tablets, along with other ancient records, actually bore witness to the amazing facts, and he did use the word facts, I believe, that the civilizations of India, Babylonia, Persia, Egypt, and I think it was the Mayans, were actually a part of a great past civilization, and I assume he meant Mu. What are your thoughts on all of this after researching it?
Well, I am of the opinion that the individuals that built the monuments and the buildings and established cities did so on their own, and that you don't need a superior intellect to come along and teach people how to do things. For instance, you don't see people in Asia growing wheat. I mean, somebody didn't come along and teach them how to grow wheat. They grow rice. Whereas in Asia Minor and Europe, they grow completely different crops and use different plants. It's just one indication that there wasn't a one superior civilization that's usually characterized as white people coming along and teaching the, pardon the term, dumb natives to what to do and how to do it. And when James comes up with these theories, it just sets off alarm bells in my mind. For instance, his thoughts about the Maya. In his lexicon of It's the Maya were the adventuresome white people that took off to the east, and they colonized the United States and North America and South America, and built all the wonderful Mayan monuments in Chichen Itza, in Guatemala, and all over. And later on, the Mongols came and wiped them out or let them go, and they went, and the Maya went on to Europe and established civilization there, and the Mongols took over Central America and the North America. Unfortunately, if Mu was this wonderful, happy place where everybody got together and had fun and lived peaceful, wonderful lives, where did the Mongols come from to wipe out the Maya, supposed Maya? I can only say that the Maya built them, and they weren't the people from Mu. Because they deserve their own history. They deserve their descendants deserve that.
Yeah, I'll agree with you on that, Jack. Because you have to wonder, because if you know, we're all basically the same species. We're all Homo sapiens here, and they were all developing along at the same time. You've got to assume the brain capacity would be about the same in everybody. So why wouldn't people come up with the same ideas or similar ideas, you know, without having to have contact? Just a point.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. But, you know, it makes for interesting thoughts sometimes. But why? Why sometimes... You know, this has been my question all along. Sometimes it seems like we go to myths and we put more focus on certain aspects of these things without realizing that we may be missing the point of a lot of things within those cultures.
Absolutely. I completely agree.
Yeah. So when you conduct your own research, how do you look at all of this?
Well, I try to do it in a manner that is, there's no preconceived notions. I don't try to approach it with any preconceived notions about, for instance, the Nicol tablets. I didn't think that, oh my goodness, just because nobody ever saw them and nobody has ever seen a picture of them or nobody else has ever talked about them, what are some of the other things about them, you know, and look at the positive and the negative things that, and try to weigh them, or the fact that whether or not he was a colonel in the Bengal Lancers. I try to provide a you know, I'm not going out of my way to disprove it or prove it. In fact, I've been counseled by lots of people, and some of you have even seen them on TV, that have counseled me to just lie. I'm sorry. They said, just tell them it's a possibility, and just don't tell them the whole truth. And I'm sorry, but that's maybe the way some other people act. And it might put a little bit of money in your pocket, or it might put a lot of money in your pocket. But I can't ever buy back my integrity if I go down that road. So I try to be completely honest and weigh it scientifically, or however, you know, whatever measure of to use,
being as objective as you possibly can, which
absolutely
is the good scientific method, trying to apply it to this. And, you know, and you can only, based on the data and everything you've gotten, the evidence, you know, that's where you look. Where does it point? Well, if it points a certain direction, you go along those lines. And whether it proves or disproves at this point, well, you know, remains possibly to be seen, but that's not the point of this. What you're doing is interpreting.
Yeah, let the chips fall where they may.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I agree with you. So it's interesting, you know, because I keep thinking about all of this and this brotherhood. When you started talking about the Nicol Brotherhood, if this really, you know, if these tablets, if this information was so powerful, And why wouldn't you want it out there? You know, why would you keep it sacred and hidden? And do they have a reason for this?
I don't know why he would keep it secret. That's one of the questions I have. Or why didn't the... I was wondering where did the Rishi study? If he was one of the only three left, where did they study? And why didn't he have a full set of the Nicol tablets there to refer to? James refers to his magical powers, well, his psychic powers of being able to stand heat like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, or to place thoughts in other people's minds that they didn't see, that they saw things that weren't there. And he talked about that, but no, he didn't really come out and state, you know, where the university was or the college was where they all studied, and why didn't it continue? He did mention that there, after the collapse, there was savagery, and everybody denigrated it, and everybody fell into a state of savagery. And they, if it was so powerful, why? Why didn't the colonies maintain their cities and yes, the colleges?
Yeah, you would think that they would definitely make every effort to go along those lines to continue on. All right, we're going to continue this discussion on the stone tablets of Mu after the break.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
ProPure Water Filters. Making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, John Dowd Jr., author of the book Heroes, Mentors, and Friends. And you're listening to my hero, mentor, and friend, Barb Adams, on America Now.
Everybody, welcome back. Jack Churchwood joins me this hour. We're discussing the stone tablets of Mu. And let's go back to the Nicol tablets again, Jack. You know, you were mentioning how many there are. How many are there? How many do you know supposedly there were? Or that James supposedly said there were?
Well, James wrote that there's quite a few. And he, unfortunately, was unable to discover a complete set. He said that he did find a complete set in a Tibetan monastery. I have read about people visiting Tibet and saying they visited Tibet, and they really tried to keep people out back then. So I'm not sure he visited there. But as far as the tablets that Niven found, there were 2,500 of them. And Mr. Niven provided 2,000 images of those tablets to James.
What are they made of?
They're in all the descriptions, they're said they're made of volcanic rock, a very hard volcanic rock. But just recently, someone provided me the opportunity to have one, and they sent it to me. And I picked it up, and when I took it out of the box, there was lots of dust. It's not pumice. It's another kind of fused rock that has all kinds of the little particulates in it, and the name of that kind of rock just escapes me right now. But that's they're not real.
They're not volcanic.
No, they are volcanic.
They're volcanic, but not exactly the way they were described, supposedly, is what
correct.
I'm hearing, right?
Yes.
Yeah. But this, again, was only one of the tablets, so, you know, sample size one. But then again, yeah, one can somewhat draw conclusions from that, I suppose. You know, when I'm thinking about all of these tablets, supposedly, what information did the tablets contain? What kind of powers? What supposedly was the significance about these tablets?
Well, James wrote that one series of them described the creation down to and including the advent of man. And then another one talked about the raising of the mountains by the fires of underneath, which was the Archean gas belts and the volcanic action. And then another one to discuss the origin and workings of the great forces throughout the universe and the primary forces of Earth, showing the divisions and differentiating between all the different forces, how man was created. how the origin of the forces that creates and sustains life. It even showed how man was created, how what he is and how he differs from all other creatures. And one of the major things that James believed in and the Nicol tablet speaks against is the thought of evolution, that we're not from the apes, as he called them. He said that if anything was possible, it would be that man would devolve into a monkey.
That's an intriguing way of looking at things. You have to wonder sometimes with the way we act these days if we aren't devolving, perhaps not
yes.
into monkeys, but we seem to be devolving at certain levels. You know, with all of this information, again, I have to question, you know, if they're so powerful, if they have all this information about the creation of man and life itself and the secrets of life, basically, all of this information, why would you keep it secret? I just keep questioning that. And why would people, even after, as you mentioned, you know, in the last segment, when civilizations broke up supposedly, or they had, you know, when Mu or Atlantis, all of these great civilizations that were so enlightened, when they broke up, they turned to savagery.
I don't get that either. But I have seen things that Tibetan lamas, who shall remain nameless, do things that I didn't think were possible. The lift objects, grab things out of ovens without the mitts, and I was flabbergasted. And he told me, you know, just that's the way it is. That's the way it is. And the reason that they don't show people and they tried to keep this kind of thing hidden is that they're a natural byproduct of the development of your mind. And if you go into it looking to just get these powers to, you know, for whatever purpose, and not a noble purpose, if you're just looking to get these powers to get money and to be this or that, it won't be very helpful. And it's a very bad course of action. It will be very detrimental to your health. But on the other hand, were you able to master your mind, and these come as a natural consequence of that, but you have to have the right motivation. And so if you were to demonstrate these powers in public, people might want to do it for all the wrong reasons. And perhaps that's why it's kept secret and hidden.
No, I can understand that, and I might agree with you there. And I think as much as it's the development of the mind, I think it's much more than it's the development of one's heart. It's that connection of the mind to the heart. And once one develops within one's heart, for the greater, you know, those powers are to be used for the greater good of all. It's not about the individual.
Correct.
Yeah. So I could see why they wouldn't want to let it out particularly to the general public. But still, you know, if it's from, you know, time immemorial, if it goes all the way back to the time when it was the creation of man, it seems like it would have been the natural evolution to have just all of us evolved it that way. You know, more from the heart. And for the greater good of all, in harmony, rather than so much savagery all the time. Jack, before we go any further, I definitely want the listeners to find out where they can get your books.
Well, they're available at Amazon.com. Barnes & Noble has them. I provide signed copies if you want a signed copy from my website, my-moo.com. And there's a little link right there that'll take you to the bookstore, and I can send along a signed copy, however you want it addressed. But to get back to the secret stuff, if another reason might be that in today's world, somebody might try to stick you in a room and find out where you got all your powers and try to dissect you. And that might not be a good thing.
No, I don't think it would be a very good thing at all. And you're right. People would have to keep something like that quiet. Yeah, so quickly, Jack, what do you hope the readers take away from your book?
Well, I hope they develop a better understanding of what my great-grandfather wrote about, understand the period in which he wrote the books, a little bit of the history behind it, and what, you know, understand maybe some of the motivations of the evidence he used, and just to figure out and provide them the real data concerning what my great-grandfather wrote about.
And trying to give them a more objective approach to this, and hopefully, you know, by reading your books and seeing that, Jack, maybe they can apply this method to other areas, you know, along the lines of interests. Not only Mu, but as well as, you know, there's so many esoteric areas, perhaps. Jack,
right.
Thanks so much for joining me this evening. Again, everyone, Jack Kirkwood, Stone Tablets of Mu.
Thank you, Bart.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.